Okay, I'm going to cut to the chase. I'm going to talk about my methods and my results and my conclusions. You all know about Katrina already. This is what we were trying to look at, social capital, injury and damage, and the impact on mental health. Cross-sectional observational survey, 7-section questionnaire. This time we're looking at the social capital part of it, the impact of event, and the injury and damage, the relationships. We're looking at the micro, meso, and macro environment, Bronfenbrenner, and this time we're looking at the meso, which is family and community. This is how we define community. There are two parts to it. One is that you're just a member of the community, and you enjoy all of the goodies in the community, or you're an active member of the community who engages in community advocacy. This is what we call community advocacy. Going on demonstrations, rallies, doing tea parties, and all that. And talking to the police about everybody around you. This is how we define injury. Physical injury to self, physical disability, and property damage. We defined injury, any type of injury, as injury. But then damage, if you have less than 25% of damage to your property or your possessions, that's considered to be light damage. But if you have more than 25%, you've got heavy damage. We're looking at the we're looking at heavy damage in this case. That's what we had for physical injury and disability. And how much damage. We were looking at home furnishings, personal possessions, vehicles, and boats. We took just three aspects of the impact of event mental health. Anxiety, heart troubles, sleeping, staying asleep. That's the way we looked at that. Memory, flashbacks, and feeling depressed. Convenience sampling. You have to be 18 years old or older. And you have to have lived in Mississippi for 6 months before the interview. We recruited through informants, acquaintances, and co-workers. And we developed community advisory boards in the areas where we did our sampling. And we also trained community research interviewers to go out. But our community research interviewers had to be survivors themselves, because they would know where more survivors would be. That's why it was a secure, convenient sampling. We were looking for them wherever they were. We sampled 726 survivors. Sorry. Is it going back? Okay. We had face-to-face interviews, individual and group interviews at community centers, fire stations, churches, and we also did mailings. And there was some incentive. We bought Walmart gift cards, because that's where they could go. Walmart is everywhere now. We also had informed consent before they filled the forms. We got an IRB from Jackson State University, IRB approval. We did regression analysis. We also did frequency analysis. This is what we had. Mostly female, mostly black, with a very strong white component. And we had a good Asian representation too, especially among the Vietnamese on the coast. Income distribution, you see that before Katrina, you had most people were in the 10 to 30,000 range. But that dropped after Katrina, and people were earning a little bit more. We don't know why that is, especially in the 40 to 50,000. We don't know if construction workers would earn that, because most of the recovery in Mississippi was There was a lot of, it was a strong construction component to it. Where they were when the event occurred, 87% were from Mississippi and 11 from Louisiana. Others were from Alabama and other places, small numbers. Mental health impact, depression, feeling depressed, 45.5%. These were the ones, actually we selected these three for this presentation because they were the, these were the highest proportions. They were the more numerous of the mental health impact scale that we used. We had about 20 measures, and these were the highest. Flashbacks and sleep trouble. Regression, we did the binary logistic regression. We dichotomized all the variables. And excuse me, we found out that meeting with, calling, and sending letters to community leaders or policymakers was protective. For sleep trouble, sleep problems. Also, after Katrina, it was negatively protective. Damage to boat was protective, but physical injury was negatively protective. For flashbacks, physical injury was a risk factor. Change the negatively protective to risk factor in your minds. Feeling depressed, physical injury was a risk factor. Conclusion, meeting with, calling, sending letters to community leaders, policymakers, generally making trouble is protective of sleep before, but it's a risk problem after the event, after Katrina. Damage to boat was borderline protective for sleep, but physical injury was a risk factor for sleep problems, flashbacks, and depression. Katrina community, they still come out and give their all when you go out to them in the appropriate way. The K team, those of us who were the worker bees, the technical advisory board who kept our feet to the fire, and Dr. Jones, who funded us. Thank you.